There was a comedian once who won an Emmy, and a Catholic bishop who also won an Emmy in the 1950s. And the bishop came up to the comedian and said, "I would like to congratulate you for all the joy that you brought into the world." And the comedian said, "And I would like to congratulate you for all the joy you took out of it." We let the laughter die down and try to explain. People who look at the cross often see suffering while Christians see love. People who look at purple maybe think of the scourging of Jesus, while the symbol means that we are a royal people. We have a dignity given to us by God that no government can give or bestow or take away. When Cardinal Stripe, after 18 years in Siberia in communist country, was released, the commissar said, "Comrade Stripe, you are free today." And he responded, "I have always been free." No one can take that dignity away from you. We can only give it away by dysfunctional actions and choices. Although you are free to choose everything, not everything you choose makes you free. People looking at Lent today may think of sadness, but the saints thought of happiness. We have it reversed. We laugh and we enjoy ourselves when we sin, and we cry when we repent. It should be the opposite way around. You don't laugh when you sin. You should cry because it's spiritual suicide. You should laugh when you repent because you have found the error of your ways and you are on the way to true happiness. We live in a country that sometimes is confused, and it makes God's teaching painful, discomforting, unusual, and untenable. But there's a little book written by C.S. Lewis called The Screwtape Letters about two devils who are, one is a senior and one is in training. And they're talking about God. And this is how it begins. That, you know what? God is a hedonist at heart. All those fasts and vigils and crosses are only a facade. It's only like foam on the seashore. But out there in the sea, there's pleasure and more pleasure. God makes no secret of it. His hands are full of pleasure forevermore. And then the older devil teaches the young one. There are things for humans to do all day long without God minding a bit. Sleeping, washing, eating, drinking, loving, praying, playing, working. Everything has to be twisted by us if we are to use it. We fight under a disadvantage. Nothing is naturally on our side. When we think of Lent, we don't think of pleasure, but it is there. So we could have a happier life, a more pleasurable life, a more enjoyable life. Our present world acts like a glutton instead of a gourmet. People look at things and they want more. People look at the Mona Lisa and says, "You know why that painting is so good? Because it's got 3 pounds of paint on it. If we put 2 more pounds on it, it would be great." And how virtuous is the person who is busy? "I'm so busy, I have no time even to breathe. I'm so busy." God says, slow down. Think. Enjoy. But enjoy it like a gourmet, not a glutton. Life is meant to be lived artistically. But we confuse popularity with achievement, proximity with intimacy, and stimulation with satisfaction. Learn to live well and to be healthy, and always remember, you are more important than the entire world. Jesus said it this way: if you gain the whole world and lose your soul, what good is that? What can you give in exchange for yourself? Enjoy Lent. Enjoy the pleasures that God gives, but do it artistically, like a gourmet. Slava Iisusu Christu. Amen.